And, ooh.
We are Dave and Giggles, and we are
We are hanging out. We got like 2 hours. Giggles is on his way home from doing some odd jobs around the state of Colorado. And I'm just kind of hanging out. I don't really have much to say on my own, but I'm going to sit and play some songs until the Giggles Man gets back. So I will say this, though, that I had to get my car inspected over this weekend. Failed. And it turns out that I've been driving around in my Jeep, and the brake lights have been out for a couple months. I've definitely noticed, because I have been getting honked at a lot. And I wasn't sure why, but nobody would say anything. And especially when you're driving down the road, you get honked at, you're automatically get defensive, right? So then someone comes up next to you or something on the highway, and they start yelling at you or just like pointing towards the back, and you're, or whatever they're doing. And you're like, I don't know what you're saying, dude. I'm already mad because you're honking at me. So it turns out I've been driving with no brake lights for a couple of months. I didn't know. How am I supposed to know? How are you supposed to know that you're not driving with headlights? Brake lights, I mean. But I'm getting it fixed, which is going to be good for our road trip next week. Me and Giggles are heading up to the Catskill region. We're heading to Vermont. That's right. We're heading to Vermont for a weird wedding that I was not invited to. But I will get the whole scoop on that, I guess, at some point, if Giggles ever shows up. I'm going to play a quick song that my really good friend Chris wrote. It's called PC Girls. I don't even know what this is going to sound like, but we'll find out, because it's playing off of my phone. Let's see. That was PC Girl by my good buddy Chris. So it's just me for a little bit, and I'm going to hang out, and I'm going to talk about some stuff, and I'm going to play some of the tunes that people I know until Giggles shows up. But I think the one thing that grabbed the world by storm this week was the Long Island Bagel Boss, which I don't know if any of you have caught up with this story, but there's something wrong, inherently wrong about everything about it. But like the idea of like, we're just a nation that has come to, if there's anything that's out of the norm, we will videotape it and basically shame everybody. Shame doesn't matter if you're right or wrong or where you lie on the subject. We shame people. And then that makes news, and that makes the headlines, and that makes everything. So, like, we're in a way, we're kind of like shaming everyone into a very narrow box of like act a certain way, which is very interesting when you think about it. It's kind of like Orwellian in nature, where like we're kind of like don't act a certain way because we will videotape it. Everybody's got a camera. We will videotape it, and we will put it up on the web, and there is something inherently wrong about it, and I'll play it, and we'll see. So here it is.
Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay?
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that shit up?
So basically, he's in this bagel shop, and I don't know what prompted it. I mean, there's a lot of like hearsay. There's a lot of stories about what started it, but it sounds like someone said something about small or short or something, and he just blew up. And I know I've been around a lot of people who are short and they have blown up. I've seen them blow up. Even the coolest cucumber will, there's something inherent in society that really shames a short man, which really sucks. But this guy couldn't take it anymore, and he just started going nuts. And it doesn't help that it was in Long Island.
I go, I get the same fucking smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss.
Which is my favorite line, which is, you're not God, you're not my father, or you're not my boss. I mean, God, the Father, the Holy Spirit. No, my boss. Which is true, I guess. You know, you're going to take orders from your boss.
You want to step outside? Hey. You want to step outside? Huh? I'm not scared of you, pal.
Enough.
You shut up, too.
You shut the fuck up.
Go ahead and attack me.
Oh, my God.
Shut
I just wanted bagels.
So at this point, he starts yelling at someone until they start attacking him. They literally tackle him to the floor, which is really funny because I've never seen the attack of someone just grabbing someone by the neck and then bringing them to the ground. Looks like we got someone in studio, not in studio, on the show. There
in the
is.
Studio of your mind.
The studio of your mind. You're a little hot. I'm gonna
sorry, I was late.
Yeah, you're all right.
I was getting groceries. It was like 4 o'clock, you know, mountain time. And the wife's like, "We need groceries," and I was like, "Well, then I gotta go."
Like,
"Give me the list. I gotta go." And so I was through the grocery store like.
Turn your mic down on your end. It's hot.
Oh, okay.
Turn your mic down. It's good. It's fine. Just trying to figure it all out.
What about there? What about now?
It's a little better. It could come down a little bit more.
Hey,
oh, that's
what
nice.
About now?
That's,
what about now?
No, you're still hot.
That's where it is.
Keep coming.
Really? Is
keep
it you? Coming.
No, I mean,
I'm all the way down. I'm all the way down, bro.
I mean, if you don't yell, I guess.
All right. What about now?
I don't think that's not doing anything.
Yeah, I think it's you. No. I think it's your end, bro.
No, it's not. I mean, I'm not doing anything. Everything
somebody
is weird.
Call back?
No, I mean, I'll just turn you down a little bit. You're going to be popping a little bit, but you look good. You go grocery shopping.
Yeah. You know, providing. Going to the, like, hunting.
Yeah.
Hunting for organic bib lettuce, you know.
The organic bib lettuce. I like the organic bib lettuce. What is happening? Why is this? Let's see if we can figure stuff out. You're popping like crazy, but, oh, you got a nice Sierra. Ooh. That looks good.
Right?
That's a little bit better.
I'm messing around.
All right, that's a little bit better. That's a little bit better. Yeah, I think we're cool there.
Okay.
You're
a little touchy. Were you by yourself for the last 15
minutes? Yeah, I've been sitting here talking to myself. I was talking about how I went to go get my car inspected and it failed because I've been driving around with no brake lights for like a couple months, apparently.
In the Jeep.
In the Jeep. No brake lights. I had no idea. How are you supposed to know? I was talking
Slow down for you.
People slow down.
They don't
down.
Need brake lights for you. They're like, oh, let this guy go by. He's got a Jeep.
Stay away from him. Just keep away from him.
He's going to off-road at any moment.
Yeah. And I was just talking about the Bagel Boss. Have you seen anything about the Bagel Boss?
No. No. Explain. Riddle me this.
So basically, and it blew up all over the place, which is ridiculous because it's a Long Island story, which it's a Long Island goddamn story. Are you still with me? You still with me over there?
Yeah. I think okay, I bumped something.
Yeah, he bumped something. Everything froze up. So the Bagel Boss is this Long Island story of this dude who lives out in Long Island. And like a couple of my friends were like, I live in that town. So this dude, he's at a bagel shop. And the video starts. We don't know anything more than what there are probably a lot of stories going back and forth. But it starts and he's like yelling at people around him. He's 5 feet tall and he just starts going off about how women shame him for being 5 feet tall. And he's like, you don't know what, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, whoa, dude, we didn't say anything. He's like, well, women online tell me to fuck off all the time because I'm short. So he just blew a gasket. Totally blew a gasket, which I've been in the situation. I'm not going to name names.
Yeah. You've had the moments where you lost it.
You lose it. Well, lose it. Not me specifically. I'm just talking about people who are short. Who have lost it around me. There has been a person who, I will tell the story. So I'm out. I'm not going to name any names.
We all know who it is.
We all know. Some of us know who it is. But I'm out and we're at a bar and it's like 4 o'clock in the morning. And like the bars have like pretty much shut down. And like, I'm a little drunk. The guy I'm with is a little drunk. And there's this girl that we know who's there, who's also drunk. And like, we're hanging out and like, he just gets this story in his head that we're like pushing him out and we're taking over this conversation together. Gets super pissed off, slams the table and walks out. And I'm like, I got to go check this out.
Yeah.
And I catch up to him and he's like going off about how nobody respects a short man. And it almost came to blows. It almost came to blows.
Jeez.
And I will say that I was in my room. And I was in my room and I was like, all right, everything seems cooled down. He was like, he was fired up for a while and then everything seemed to calm down. And then all of a sudden I heard smashing against the wall.
Because I've heard the story like 3 times before.
Yeah.
The listeners haven't.
Yeah.
This is your roommate.
Oh, it was an old roommate.
I think you have Alzheimer's because you told the story like 3 years ago.
It was about 3 years ago. It happened. Maybe a little longer ago.
No, it was a long time ago.
It was like 5-6 years ago. And the guy's cleaned up now. He's a great dude.
Yeah. He's got a kid.
Yeah.
He's married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
you started off with your car inspection and then you end up talking.
Well, this is the stuff that I was talking about while you were gone, while I was waiting for
your car failed inspections. You don't have brake lights.
I know. But so I got it fixed. Getting it fixed because we're going on our road trip next week.
We are. You and me. So you got... I love that this is like a roaming story. This keeps getting better as the weeks go on. You got permission to go to the wedding.
I mean, I told everyone that I am associated with. I'm like, I guess I'm going to this wedding with Giggles.
Yeah.
All right. So tell me what happened. Did you text him or call him?
I just texted him. I said, hey, you got a minute? I got a couple questions. He's like, sure, what's up? So this is all via text. And I was like, hey, want to know, it's just going to be me going to your wedding, but wondering if I could bring Dave as my date. And so you're going to be my date.
So he was chicken or beef.
Yeah.
So funny. But you didn't ask about Deb.
I think it's going to be a fun wedding. It's going to be a good time. We just got to make it from JFK to
what time are you flying? You gotta give me all this information. I don't have any information.
I know.
Yet.
I gotta get my flight. That's what I'm thinking of today. I haven't got my flight yet.
This isn't gonna happen.
I know. I'm just not gonna make it
happen. So when do you plan on flying in?
I'm taking a red eye.
So that means you're gonna get
JFK
in
at like 6 a.m.
So. Saturday morning?
Saturday morning. So I'm gonna get in at 6 a.m. I'll get to your house by 7.
Yeah.
We leave by 8, no later than 8.
Oh my god.
We're gonna do it. I'll drive.
What time is this wedding start? No, you're at gonna 2. Need to sleep.
But it's 4 hours away.
It's 4 hours so away. It starts,
starts at two.
Oh my god.
In Vermont. So we gotta get from JFK to Vermont.
Oh my god. This is gonna be a disaster.
Jeep. You got to get those brake lights fixed.
I know. Well, they're getting fixed right now. He said it'll be ready tomorrow morning. It's like $100. It's good to go.
$100. I love planning road trips with you, Dave. I know.
This is going to be a disaster. So I was talking to Scrap about this plan that we have going. He's like, you guys going to camp? And I was like, I didn't think about it. We should camp.
No, I got a hotel.
Maybe we camp.
Well, I'm thinking, here's the thing, is I want to come back on like Tuesday.
Wait, so I want to Colorado?
Back to, but I think that's like pushing it. With,
what if
like,
you go back Monday? Monday's doable.
Well, there's an event Monday night in New York for this like wedding industry thing that I'm a part of. And I kind of want to go to it. Kind of want to like do the show. Here's my thing. All right, let's plan this out.
All right, let's plan this out.
Like, wedding,
yeah,
then like Sunday we do the show.
Uh-huh.
We walk around Brooklyn, we do the show,
yeah,
and then Monday I get my city fix. I go into the city a little bit,
we have a good time,
and then Monday night I have my like my wedding industry night, and then Tuesday night I fly out.
That's
not bad.
This sounds
Saturday
great.
Sunday Monday fly back to, that's gone for 3 days. I don't know if I can do
let it. let me predict how this has gone so
she's
far.
She's gonna say no.
You have not said anything about this weekend to her at all.
No, she knows about the weekend. She knows about the wedding. But the plan was to come back Sunday, and I was like, "That's so short.
That's
short. Like 24 hours.
That's nothing. You can't. That's we can't nothing. Even. I can't. Have a good
time. We can't. How many hugs can we get? Are you taking? Are you unbuttoning?
Should I unbutton my shirt?
Were you just feeling about? You were thinking about
like,
the hugs.
Actually, I was kind of like thinking, like, how open is my shirt right now? Really so hot, New York. It is really hot, New York.
Well, tell me about the and we'll get back to the party planning later. But tell me about the blackout. That's current events, right? What happened?
The blackout happened. I was not in Manhattan. I was in Brooklyn. I was at a restaurant at the time, and I got a text being like, "Are you okay? The blackout has hit." And I was like, "What blackout?" So I was checking it all out, and like it hit between, it was like, what was it, 30th all the way up to 70th.
So like the Upper West Side.
Yeah.
No power.
70.
Like how many hours?
It was like 6:40 something. I think the lights went out and they came on. They started coming on around 10-ish. So
it's
it was
gotta
like
be scary.
It's gotta that's be gotta, weird. Have you seen the pictures?
Like a blackout? And no, I haven't seen any pictures.
Weird.
I haven't really watched the news lately. I'll do the Google News, or like I'll check the sources, make sure nothing crazy's happening.
I like how you prep for a show. For a show. I kind of vaguely looked at some Google News.
Just in general, like. I don't every time I watch, like I go, like I read the news before bed, it's always like, there's always something about like a kid dying or some shit.
Oh,
like
that's
that.
The worst.
Like, oh, I don't want to.
That's
like,
the worst.
Hear that? You heard about the, I think this is terrible, but this kid on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Coming back from Puerto Rico. Fuck, the kid falls 150 feet. I guess his grandpa was holding him, put him up on the railing by the kids thing or something and like slipped through the glass. And I was like, fuck,
that's
man, like
terrible.
Cruise ships. Like,
yeah, well, they're terrible.
It could happen anywhere, but just like, it's just terrible. And it's like, you're on, not to say it's worse that you're on
and you're
vacation,
drunk as shit. You either bring kids on who don't understand the gravity of like being that high and in the middle of the ocean, or you're drunk and you just like do something stupid because you're on a fucking cruise ship. You know, it's like really easy to do something stupid on a cruise ship. I've been
like
on
go
one.
To an 80s cruise
yeah,
ship.
Yeah, like going on an 80s cruise ship. So a couple of like really amazing things happened during the blackout. So I was like keeping track of it on like Twitter and stuff. And I don't know if you're going to be able to hear this, but I'm going to play it. So Carnegie Hall, everything goes out of Carnegie Hall. And there's like a, there was a... some kind of concert happening, like a choir concert.
Carnegie Hall.
So they all came out on the street and did the concert out on the street.
Yeah.
I mean, it's beautiful. Yeah. Where is it? I'm going to turn it down. I don't think you can hear it.
I perform on the street and nobody says anything.
But I mean, if you want to like look at this, it's really amazing. Like, it's truly...
It's a genuine moment.
It's a genuine moment.
Of, like, people want to feel something real. They're like, oh, shit, it's a blackout. Like, somebody's like, hey, let's go outside.
Yeah. Let's go outside.
You know, let's do the show outside.
But there's like something so communal about a blackout. You know, it's like everyone's now, they can't do anything. So we're going to go out and we're just going to like talk to people. Like this, if you watch this, the Carnegie Hall blackout video.
I haven't seen it.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm playing it right now.
It's real. It feels
good.
It's
real. It feels really good. I actually cried a little bit. I was like, this is beautiful. It's really beautiful. Like there's a conductor out there conducting a chorus of like probably 50 people out on the street.
Yeah.
In New York City. Blackout.
Yeah. Blackout.
Beautiful. Really beautiful. Sure. Really, I'm just going to listen to this for a second. It's really nice.
I
actually had a couple beers in my my car.
And wait,
I was
what?
Like, you know, well, I had a couple. I brought some beers to this like wedding. I did.
You know, you were drinking have, like, in the car?
No.
Oh, you had them in the car.
I have like post. Like I'll have a post shift beer and a cooler if I know I'm going to be doing some like weddings with my friends. Like I'll be like, hey, I got, you know,
here's after a the beer for me done, and you.
I got four cold beers for the photo and video. Boom, done. You know,
that's beautiful.
But I had a couple beers in the car, and they had stayed in the car like a couple, you know, a day. I was like, well, they're kind of warm. I was like, what do I do with this?
Oh, no.
And I thought about, like, if it would be offensive if somebody was on the street, like, asking for, like, a handout.
Yeah.
And I just gave them, like, a warm,
like, that would be pretty gross.
Just to be like, hey, you want this? I don't know. Somebody might like it.
Yeah. I think somebody would definitely like it. I had the same scenario. I'm going to turn that down. I was listening to it and listening to you. All good. I had the same scenario happen to me once where I was cleaning out my car, and for some reason in the back of the Jeep there was like a bunch of Budweisers, right? Okay. Like Bud Lights.
Yeah.
And as I opened the back door,
for some reason
they spilled out. They spilled out, and one rolled under my car, and it was like pretty hot. And it was like in a spot where I couldn't get it unless I like rolled the car back or like went under the car. And I was like, let some kid find it.
Yeah. It's free
free like beer. Bud Light. Yeah. Free Bud Light in the middle of the road. I felt good about that one.
Really?
Yeah.
that made you feel good?
I was like, I mean, you know, let some teenager find it, have his first Budweiser. I'm okay with it.
I don't think a teenager is going to find I think most kids would.
I think a homeless person will find it and be like, sweet, man, I got a beer. You know? Yeah,
free beer, wipe it
free
off.
Free beer. That blackout was crazy. It was also happening at the same time as New York City Hinge, which means that Manhattan Hinge.
New York City
Hinge. I forgot. Jeez. What do you want from me? Yeah, well, all the sun lines up with all the streets. Yeah. So if you look at all these videos, it's like unbelievably beautiful. You have the sun lined up with the street. You have whatever's happening. It's amazing. And then there's a bunch of...
Like more awesome would be just like a little bit of rain.
Yeah.
And then like set the stage for like some like mid-street romance. You know, like it's dark.
Be nice.
Starts like raining.
Yeah.
And then you like look across the street and then see like the love of your life on the corner. And then it starts into a musical.
There is something very romantic about like a major happening.
Crisis.
Well, crisis happening. Yeah. But it's not really a crisis. It's not like it's 70s. Actually, I was watching the news last night. And you remember the 77 blackout in New York City where all the looting and rioting? You weren't obviously. Yeah, man, but you know, you've heard about it. Happened on the same day, July 13th, 1977. July 13th, 2019.
You know, that's some dude with the switch, just like, we used to do, God, this is terrible. But this kid and I, you know, you always have that friend when you grow up with that just was a little bit more mischievous.
Than you
were.
Yeah.
Mischievous. And he was like, watch this. And we're walking around my neighborhood and he just goes up to this like person's power and just goes like,
oh shit.
Shuts off their power.
Wow. That's an asshole.
But this is like, I want to say like 96, maybe 95, you know, maybe 94. So, you know, somebody might have been like working on some like, you know, like word processor document or something, like their book or something.
Oh, and man. Just like, gone. What's the worst thing you did when you were a kid?
You always ask me this, but I'm never going to say it.
You're never going to say it.
You're always going to try to get me on radio talking about.
I know. We try to get you. I mean, it wasn't that bad, but I mean, it would just like fuck with the person because we knew it bothered them. We would take out like, and during Christmas, we would take out one bulb. So then the whole strand would go out.
Oh, yeah. That's minor.
It's minor, but we knew it would piss people off. That's a good one.
Yeah. Everybody's got cameras nowadays.
I know.
You know, like I'm on, you know, on this neighborhood Facebook page and everybody's got, you know, Ring cameras.
Yeah.
You know, somebody gets robbed. They're like, hey, does anybody have this camera, you know, from...
Right.
This angle at this time, and some people are like, yeah, you know, and like the kids, like I think I've said this before, the kids can't get away with anything in this neighborhood.
You can't,
you know, like
you really can't. The
people have like video of them doing everything.
What was that? Was that you? Was that your phone?
My phone.
Oh,
but what is this?
What is that?
Okay,
it's something
about the wedding. I'm getting a group text about the wedding for like travel plans. Apparently, the road is closed to the resort, so we're gonna have to do a detour.
Well, we got the Jeep. We can do anything. We
can do anything. We should do. Oh,
we should do some off road.
We should definitely do some off roading. I did do a little off roading last night at my wedding. I want to talk about it real quick.
What, in the minivan?
No, in the Subaru.
Oh, in the Subaru. The Forester.
it was like a little mountain trail road.
Yeah.
And I was following the bride and groom up with the, they had a little ATV that they took them up on.
Oh, that's nice.
And like the Subaru handled it. That's why I was like, I get to drive.
It's four-wheel drive,
like,
right?
Four-wheel drive. I get to drive on this private, you know, awesome road. And it was pretty sweet.
If I were the bride, did she have like a long train or anything like on the back?
I'd be so scared
that it would get caught up in a wheel of this four-wheeler. You tuck it in. Sure.
You've worn a dress before.
I have worn a dress before.
You can't get that caught on an escalator, you know?
Oh no. You can't get that caught on an escalator. You're fucked. The one thing I did was talking about, which is kind of like the reason I was talking about it, which kind of goes to the whole thing of being recorded all the time, right?
Right.
So like this guy, he was the Bagel Boss guy. He flipped out, had a moment, regardless if he was right or wrong, he got recorded right away.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah. Everybody's got a phone.
So we live in a world now where if you do anything that's out of this normal box, you're going to get recorded and put online and shamed.
Yeah.
So everything we do is kind of like compressing us into not doing anything out of the ordinary, out of the norm.
Keeping us in a box.
Keeping us in a box.
Afraid to go wild.
Yeah. Afraid to go wild. Which I can only imagine would lead to more craziness. Because if you start boxing people in, they're going to snap. They're going to freak out.
Yeah. Well, you live in a boxed-in city. You guys are like...
I'm in a box right now.
You're in a box. Everybody's in a box. You got to get out of the box.
You got to get out of the box. We should make a fight club, you know? Like, well, I'll give you one piece of homework for this week. Go home. Try to get videotaped by somebody's phone and get put up on YouTube.
No. That's not a good idea. That's not a good plan.
I'm not saying it's got to be a bad thing. Just something that you do will be videotaped and put up online.
Okay, here's something that I may do because it's actually coming up and I think it's actually brilliant.
All right.
So the hotel, the Gaylord Rockies that is out near us, they put something on their Facebook page about auditioning for their holiday show.
Oh, that's amazing.
So this is for the company. So this company that is producing their show,
yeah,
I used to work for in college, like 15 years ago, doing like, you know, putting on a unitard and like a mask and like moving through a corporate crowd, it was totally weird, but it was like cash money.
Oh,
and
nice.
When you're in college, you'll do anything.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, I know that. Yeah.
So they'd fly me around, you know, they fly you sometimes to like Baltimore or here and there, whatever. But anyways, they're having auditions. I don't know if you saw this, but they're doing a casting call this week.
Yeah.
And I was like, I should totally go.
Well, who's doing this casting call? What?
Cirque Holidays is the
show. I saw you put it up. Yeah.
So it's basically like a Cirque du Soleil, you know,
of weirdos.
A bunch of acid and then like, you know, Santa Claus comes in and sings some, you know,
what will you have to do? Will you have to make like a video of something?
Oh, I won't have to do anything. I'll have to go there and like, you know, move, dance.
Do a weird dance for them. And they're like, you're in, kid. Let's do it. This guy's hired.
He's ready for our Christmas show.
That's really
I thought
funny.
It'd be fun to audition. Yeah, but the thing was, is you had to sing O Holy Night. You had to sing a version of O Holy Night.
Sure, I mean, it's
greatest
holiday
song. I tried this. I was like, oh, let me just see if I could do this.
Oh no.
And I did it. It sounded so terrible.
Can you do a little bit for us right now? No. Just like a little bit. No. I mean, if you're gonna do this out in public, why not do it for our listeners?
No. I like practicing this one in like parking garages, you know, or bathrooms.
Where you have some good reverb. Oh, holy night. You could rap it, you know, like holy night. Get really weird with it. Oh, that's good.
But I kind of want to audition. I kind of feel like I should.
I mean, when's the last time you did anything where you felt like you were doing something that like you truly love to do as like, you know, public?
It was yesterday, bro. It's every day, man. I love doing I don't need this job. I think it'd be fun to go and like
audition. I know, but I'm saying like you going up on a stage.
I got to drive my Subaru on a mountain road.
And then that's your public? That's your public?
That was yesterday. What?
That's you feel like that is like public art?
I mean, it's like business. It's
I'm just talking. I don't care about business. I'm talking about when's the last time you did something
for the true art? Theatrical.
Yeah,
like,
theatrical.
Like I went out and I was like, oh, I did the, I don't know if I told you this. I did the auction. All right. I got a good answer
there
for you.
There it is.
You're going to ask me. So I did, my kid's school a few months ago had an art show.
Okay.
And I got to do the auction.
I got to be the bidder, you know, the 45, 45, give me 50. Yeah, I got to be that guy. I was like, I'll do it, you know? And so I did it.
Wait, how did that happen? How did it come about where you were like,
I'll do it? It was basically like the PTO president came up to me and was like, we need somebody to be in our auctioneer and MC. And I was like, well, shit, I'm the most qualified person out of all of y'all to do this. So, I stepped up.
That's amazing. Is there video of this? I need to see this.
I don't think there's video, but I nailed it. I had raised a bunch of money for the school. I had a couple jokes thrown in there. Like one of the kids was one of the classrooms,
All the classrooms.
Like the parents love to outbid each other. Ugh. And so one of the classrooms did these like painted pots. And so one of my jokes was, I was like, hey, this is Colorado, so you can grow whatever you want up to 6 plants in one of these pots. But hey, you didn't hear that from me. And like a couple of the parents loved it. Parents were like, sure. Oh, hey, you know. Like,
weed jokes. But everybody loves a weed joke.
But the kids didn't get it. No. You know, like,
no. The kids don't get it. Yeah.
I had a captive audience. I was raising money for a good cause. That felt good. That felt great. Like, I was like, I should do this.
You didn't tell me about that. That sounds great.
You don't answer my calls, Dave.
That's true. I save it for the air. I save it for the air. Man, that's really good. We're on fire.
Show last week, right? What was I traveling to the mountains or?
No, last week we did an hour and a half, and then you bailed out.
I left.
Right, and we have 2 hours to do right now too.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you.
That's great.
We'll just keep it going. I tried to get...
Keep talking. I'm going to see if I can get my esthetician to call in.
Yeah, see if you can...
I got a facial.
Totally, definitely. So I tried to get one of my coworkers who's in a bunch of bands to come in and play some songs for us. And he was like, all right, if you can get me... what did he want? He wanted Twisted Tea. He wanted Twisted Teas. I was like, I'll try to get you Twisted Teas. I went everywhere to try to find it. And I couldn't find Twisted Teas.
Nobody
drinks it. He loves it. He fucking loves Twisted Teas. So I texted him at 6:20 and I said, hey, come by the studio whenever you want between now and 9, you know, and bring some Twisted Teas. I'll pay you back.
I'll drive you.
So he texted me, I'm at Fort Tilden, not coming. I was like, you texted me at 6:58 that you're not coming to the show at 7. You know, these people you surround yourself with. Sometimes
I tried to get my cousin, who's a he's a psycho something. Psycho.
A psycho
he's got
something?
A he's got a PhD in he's like Freud 2.0. You know, he's what
smart
do you call
guy.
It?
He's a smart guy.
He's super smart, super introspective. I don't know if that's the right word
to
talk about it, but very smart. Very smart. He's got. And I wanted he actually would he's going to come on the show sometime.
All right, we'll see if you can get your what is it
I know I can't say it either.
Esthetician. Esthetician.
See if you can get that. What's it? 7. Okay. Yeah. I put the word out. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. I say
beautiful.
I say grab a glass of wine and call into our show 718-928-9732. David Giggles. We could talk about my manzillion.
I would love to hear about your manzillion.
But listen, this girl and I, we have a great rapport. We were chatting, we're talking, like, you know, it's my second facial I've ever gotten. I was supposed to get, I know, my wife is like signing me up for all this weird shit.
She likes it's for you to fun. Get facials.
She likes it. And I like it too. We chat, this girl and I, we hit it off. We're like, you know, jamming back and forth. I was like, yo, I do a radio show. She's like, oh, I'd love to
come on.
You know, I'd love to talk about, you know, like Brazilian, you know, cause I like, we want to know like, what's it like?
Her
I would never get myself waxed down there. Maybe once just to be like, okay, now I know what women go through to keep it clean for.
I mean, here's the thing that always likes to keep me from doing that. And I have no problem with it. Like, I've shaved and done all this sort of stuff.
We talked about
that. But, like, what do you do outside of that area? Like, your legs.
Everything else. You have to do everything.
Like, you just, like, hairless there, and then your stomach is hairy, and then your legs are hairy, and then you have this
She told me, she was like, oh, you're so lucky you don't have chest hair. And I was like, well, I'll take that as a compliment.
Or something.
You know.
That's great.
But I don't have a lot of chest hair. I had like 7 or 8 chest I can't believe I'm talking about this. But like she waxed it for free. She was like, oh, let me just do that for you. And I was
How'd
like,
that feel?
All right. It was great. It was like, oh, that's done. And I, you know, there's no
Did it hurt?
No.
It didn't hurt. She just ripped it off.
If you do it right, it doesn't hurt.
Ah. So you have to go to the right esthetician.
Right.
You going through puberty? All right, I hope she calls in. That would be really great because we got some time to kill. I got an email or something. I did look up.
Checking emails. David giggles.
Checking emails. I just heard it. This I don't know where it's coming from. I did check out some of the greatest power outages of all time. You know, going with a theme. So one dude on Father's Day thought that he would pay tribute to his dad because they like to ride bikes together, and he threw his bike chain up over the power lines. And as soon as the bike chain hit the power lines, it shorted everything out and lost power to 1,500 customers in California.
That's crazy.
That's a nuts one.
Yeah, I almost hit my drone into a power line the other day at a wedding.
Really?
Well, not like almost, but it came close because like where I took off, I was like, all right, I'll be cool. And then I accidentally pressed the wrong button and it went back. And I was like, oh, that's Ooh. Actually like.
That would have been bad.
That would have been real really bad. Like, that would have, like, you know, zapped something.
Mm-hmm.
You
know? That would have been really bad.
But it was magic hour, and I had to get the shot. You know, it was like one of those things. I was like, all right, time to take it up. Check it. Let's go.
Yep, magic hour. Let's do this. Did I tell you about that I didn't have cable? What was that?
They're moving furniture up there. Oh, so we're getting new carpet that. Tomorrow.
Ooh, nice.
Speaking of estheticians.
Estheticians.
And we're getting Feng some shui. New carpet. On its way. It's because the carpet.
What color is it?
It's like a, I don't know, like a gray.
You don't seem excited about this.
Well, I'm excited, but I'm looking at it and I'm like, well, it's not going to match the carpet that's upstairs. And so I want to just do it all.
You want to do it all?
Like the esthetician when you're there, right. You just say, you do this, just do it all.
Just do it all.
Like start waxing stuff. Do it all.
Do it all.
It's going to be two different, like not extreme difference in color, but like, you know, our house, we have a balcony, sort of like an overhang or whatever. You can look down. And I'm wondering, this sounds like such a, you know, asinine problem.
It's pretty bad.
But I'm wondering if you're like, as you're walking out of the bedroom and you see like the upstairs carpet, kind of can't, but really I can't bad. Believe I'm actually talking about this.
I know.
But like, you see like it's two different shades from the carpet on the first floor. Sounds like such a,
it
like
sounds,
a
yeah.
trite problem to
it
have.
It sounds like a trite problem, but I mean a problem nonetheless.
Right. You want to get it all. If you're going to get one thing.
Why not rip up all the carpet and replace it all with new carpet?
Yeah, you could do that. But like, we just needed the downstairs.
Really, really terrible conversation.
No, we need the esthetician.
We need esthetician. All right. Where did I go? When I went up to Maine. Did I tell you about when I went up to Maine? And this is nothing to do with that. We talked about that last week. So before, what are you getting? Your pee bucket?
No, I'm getting my water.
My water's over there. I got to get mine too. So,
you're so jealous of my pee bucket because you can't have your pee bucket where you are.
I know I can't. It would be too open. And So before I left, I didn't have cable or internet or anything at the house. And
your house?
My house, yeah. So
in
I
New
was
York
like,
city. Greatest city in the world.
Greatest you don't city in the cable. World. The power goes out for hours on end in the Manhattan. And then my internet and cable are gone, right? So this is right before I left for Maine, right? I was on the phone with the cable company until like midnight. And then at that point, she was like, I don't understand what the problem is. And I was like, you know what? I'll deal with this when I get back. I go up to Maine. Uh-huh. I come back. I'm like, and then I obviously forget. That happened. I go to like, you know, check the internet. It's not working. I'm like, fuck, I totally forgot about that. So I called up and they were like, oh, we gotta send someone up. We don't know what the problem is. Send someone over. He's checking everything out and he's like, I gotta go up on the lines. So he gets his ladder out. He climbs the lines and he comes back in with like 10 feet of cable. And he's like, check this out. A squirrel ate right through your entire cable line. I had to replace the whole thing.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was my major power outage of 2019.
Okay.
All right. So you want to remember another really great one?
Yeah.
February 3rd, 2013. The New Orleans Super Bowl. Remember when the power went out?
No, was that?
You don't remember when the power went out? Remember like the whole...
I don't watch sports. You know this.
You were probably at the house when we were watching it all together. Well, the power went out at the Super Bowl. And it went out, let's see, it went out for 34 minutes at the Super Bowl. You don't remember when the power just went out? It was a major thing. Who's that? Is that her?
I think so.
All right.
Hold
check
on.
It out.
I get so excited.
I know.
But I get a call.
Ooh, we got a call.
Listen. All right. So Fran's gonna call in. Fran's my esthetician. She's given me a couple facials, and I love them.
There he is. What's up, dude?
Oh, geez. Do we get two guests at the same time?
At the same time. No, you got the whole clan down there.
I know. No, this is, oh God, this is crazy. Why is everybody coming right now?
Why is everybody coming down? This is wild. All right, so we're going to get Fran on. Tell me about Fran. Oh, this is going to, what's up, Leo?
Hello.
What's up, buddy?
What's up?
What you
talk? All right, but then you got to be respectful.
Yeah.
What's up, buddy? What's going on? Tell your dad that Fran is on the phone.
What friend?
Fran. Fran is on the phone.
Fran, my esthetician.
Hey, Fran. How is it going?
What's good? All right,
you guys got to go upstairs.
Break
come on.
From the
come on, please.
That's good.
Please.
That's very good. So hold on one second. Giggles
I'll be up in a minute.
Mike's kids just ran down and they're totally bombarding him. He's back, I think.
I'm back.
Okay, hold on. We're gonna set it up really quick. Hold on.
Is that Fran?
Okay, it's Fran.
What is us?
So you're taking a break from... Explain what you do to the people. I'd love to hear all about it.
Okay, men and women?
Men and women.
Upstairs.
Hold on, we gotta turn off the echo.
Yeah, turn off the echo.
This is my
I told her to turn off the echo. I said, here's where we're at,
right.
But just turn it off or down so we don't get the echo. Is this
right,
Fran?
We got it
yes.
off.
Fran? All right, good. Okay. Fran's got it turned off. So now we have no echo.
Okay.
Okay.
I have to introduce you to my best friend, Ashley. She's also a non-esthetician in Colorado.
Hi.
Hi, Ashley. What's going on?
So we both wax it, and we both take care of it all. So.
We have some advice for y'all.
I love it. I really love it. So you
all
do.
Right.
You
do
did.
Do you want to hear about the men or the women first?
What do you want to hear? You want to hear the men or the women first?
Let's hear both. I mean, we don't
first.
Yeah, just
first.
Everybody. Never. Here's the thing. I'll give you a little backstory. I've never had a facial before. I've never taken really care of my skin until my wife sort of stepped in and was like, "Listen, you're getting a facial. You gotta like do something.
Get
about
rid of
it.
That dead skin."
Get rid of that dead skin. And so I go to Fran, and Fran's great. I love her. And I tell her I do a radio show, and I was like, you got to call in.
Fran.
You got to tell us.
Fran.
You got to tell us. Okay, I'll
Fran,
step back.
Fran. Mike what? Told he told me that you waxed the 7 hairs on his chest. He was very embarrassed about it. He's like, why am I telling this on air?
No, but, he's a total Ken doll now.
He is a Ken doll. He is a Ken doll. So, all right, let's.
He's a little bronze for me now.
How did you feel working with him on that? Was he like, was he good? Was he like a little squeamish, or what was going on with him?
He is such a little baby. But next time I'm going to serve him a good beer, and he should be all right.
All right, good. I can see him. He's a little squeamish. He's got that tendency to be a little bit like. Wait, what's going to happen here? Tell me before.
He just makes me laugh, so I don't even hear him screaming because we just laugh together, and he's just so funny.
He is a pretty funny guy. I mean, that's why they call me Giggles. That's why he called me Giggles.
All right, I was wondering who was Giggles.
He's Giggles. Yeah, he's 100% Giggles. So tell me. All right, let's start with the women. Let's start with the women because then we can get into the guy stuff, and then we can get all the advice going.
Okay. Ashley and I are here together. We're going to do this together. This is our first time on radio, so it's really funny.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
So the rules are, if you want to get your pussy waxed, okay, am I allowed to say that on radio?
You can say whatever you want, darling.
Okay, poot nanny.
Whatever you want to call it.
Okay, so if you want to get your little girlfriend waxed, whatever you want to call it, you need to make sure that you're at least half of an inch of hair that's actually grown out.
Got it.
Because if that half inch isn't there, we're not going to be able to wax it off.
It's just going to...
Too long or too short, it's going to be fucking painful and terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to have that rash.
So is it the longer the better?
If it's too short, the wax... So think a quarter of an inch, it has to be long enough, but too long, like if you've gone 8 months, that shit's too long.
Yeah, like trim it up before you come see me.
I mean...
think of the jungle lady...
Do you get a lot of jungle ladies? Is this
we
the problem?
We get a lot of jungle ladies.
Oh, no.
And I swear, little monkeys are going to come crawling out because that shit is scary. I'm like, trim it up before you come
I think I've got a jungle lady.
I will give you a $5 $10 discount if you just trim it up before you come see.
Just trim it up. Just trim it up, Mike. Trim it just up. Trim it up.
Trim it up. Trim up my jungle lady. Okay.
Okay. All right. Nobody wants to see little black moles that is actually poop on your butthole, okay?
That's true. I mean, all right, so take a shower, get that thing, everything all clean. So you do front to back.
Yes. Not- I mean, if you want the whole shebang, yeah. That's what a Brazilian is.
We do everything. I mean, we can leave a little strip, but come on, yeah. Let's just do it all.
Let's just do it all. Let's just do it all. I mean, is that like the majority of stuff you're doing? Females, full going?
No, I probably do about 15% waxes in what I do. That's why I think it's hilarious that we're talking about this. But as a man, here we go.
Here we go.
It's a lot of holding and stretching.
Yeah, you better help stretch the balls out.
We're not
going
to touch that shit. You move it and mold it.
All right, so wait a minute. So you want us to go down there and be like, all right, we're going to stretch this part out and you take care of it.
Yes. Batwing, batwing, because you're not going to stretch it out for us.
Okay, this is what
we got to do the batwing.
We throw on our little gloves.
Yep.
Okay.
Little gloves. Let's not call them little gloves.
And we little gloves, clean them up, clean up the whole junky junk. And before,
meaning what? Like you take like a wash rag and you just clean it first, or what are you? What are we saying here, girls?
4x4 cotton round, and then we put our little cleaner on it and we wipe it up. But before we go into the room, you guys should be cleaning your balls with a little cleanup wipe before we get into the room.
Okay, a little.
So we don't
prep.
Have to get into your butthole and into your little ball area. Okay.
Sure. I get
then
it.
And then we take the cotton around and we do our job and we clean up everything around it where we don't have to get in there into the cave.
To the cave.
Oh god.
This sounds
terrible.
This is getting rough. Okay. All right, go ahead.
And then we get in there, we like wax the whole top, and I like to use a nice olive oil wax so like the front has like almost like a nice exfoliation look.
A little shine to it. And a little shine to it. Like Giggles' face after you did
shine.
So wait a minute. When you say the top, that's
that's like if you were to like push your balls and your penis into your, it's like the man vagina.
Okay, so all right, so the top being like above the penis, that's what you're saying.
You want the skin taut.
Tight everything up. Do we need to like get like
we suck at this. Why are you doing this to me, Mike? I hate you right now.
All right, go on. You're doing a fantastic job.
I'm just joking. I love you. Okay, so then after you gloss up the whole top and you make it look nice, that is when the stretching is going to happen. So you use a different type of wax. You want to use a hard wax. And I like to start with the penis.
I like to start with the penis. Okay, go on.
You know how to stretch it out while it's nice and soft because you just pull it out and then I just use my stick. I don't even like really touch your penis. I just wipe it on or swipe it on, let it harden, and then I pull it off.
And now when you say let it harden, you're talking about the wax, right?
The wax.
There's two types of wax.
We're not talking about the penis. We're definitely talking about the wax. So you definitely want that wax to harden.
Giggles is raising his hand. He's got a question.
I'm raising my hand. Okay, so do most guys that come in there like expect you to kind of do all the work? You're like, no. You gotta do this. We're not touching your balls and your penis because you're, you know.
Because they're kind of confused. I mean, they're coming in with their fucking balls.
You guys are all, like, so confused, and it's sweaty down there. Ugh.
It's hot. What? It's the summer. What do you want from us, girls? It's hot.
I mean, I pull out the fan sometimes.
You got to pull out the fan. And also, we're sitting there, and we don't know really what's going to happen. There's hot wax involved. Yeah. We're a little nervous. Give us the benefit of the doubt.
You come in and you trust us and we're going to advise you and give you the advice so you're totally 100% comfortable
with us waxing your balls.
So I just want to, okay, can you tell me, just because this is what I want to know, what do most guys say when they come in and say, hey, I just want to get all this stuff waxed? What is their reasoning behind it? Hey, I want it, it's like super clean, it feels great.
Truth.
Yeah.
I've only given I've only given two man Brazilians in my entire life. And this guy was such a little creep person. He made me open my blind so he could see his Corvette outside.
Oh, wow.
And then he
wow.
Asked for a strong drink. And so
He asked for a what? What did he ask for?
He asked for a strong drink. So I like went downstairs and I got him a nice cocktail and I brought him back in and he goes, you know, my wife told me that hard wax is the best. And I'm like, oh, well, shit. Okay. Well, back in the day, I didn't even know how to use hard wax. So I had to like stay super professional and go run and talk to another esthetician really fast. So I was like, oh my God, how do you use this wax? And she's like, well, just start on his thigh.
Oh no.
And put two layers on his thigh and make sure that there's like a lip on the bottom of it. And then you're just going to like split when it hardens. And I'm like, oh, I totally got this. So I go back in and this guy is like completely naked on my table.
Oh no.
And I'm staring at his
Corvette.
I'm starting with his left thigh. And I'm like, okay.
Inner thigh. So we're just inner thigh.
The inner thigh. Yeah, oh, the inner
boy.
Thigh.
Oh, boy.
I didn't want to mess with the junk before I like got a little practice with this wax.
Is this your first? The first one you ever did?
Man Brazilian.
Okay. All right. So so everybody's nervous right now. Everybody's like freaking out a little bit.
I'm like sweating. The guy's like totally like getting a hard on. Like, whatever. I don't even care.
Obviously.
So I'm putting
staring at his Corvette.
The inner thigh, and I put it on. I put it on once. I put it on again. I made a little lip. And his phone rang.
Oh, no.
And all of a sudden, he didn't even care about the wax. He got up and all of his balls and his dick like mushed into the side of his thigh.
Oh, I'm no. Not even joking. Into the wax? Into the wax?
Into the wax.
Oh, no.
Oh, of course. Of
wax.
Course.
And then, remember, the blinds are open. And so he like stood up and he answers his phone because his phone rang. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm not even thinking about his phone. I'm like, how am I going to get his dick and his balls out of this wax that's on the side, on his thigh? It's all
what is happening in Colorado? This is nuts.
Mushed into your thigh. Imagine that.
No, okay? I don't want to imagine okay. that.
So this is what I was going to tell you. His wife called and the lady goes, or whoever, he goes, honey, I'm in a business meeting right now.
Oh,
I'm
going to no.
have to call you back. And I'm like, you are crazy. I can't
that even guy's creep.
I don't know how I'm going to get this off your balls without you going to the emergency room. I don't even know what I'm doing right now. And so he gets off the phone. And he's like, it's a surprise for my wife.
Oh,
and I'm
no.
like,
oh,
get
geez.
On the table.
He
right
lied to
now.
You. He 100% lied to you. He was there
oh, my God.
Just to get so, you to touch him.
Dude, so imagine like, laying on the massage table, I pulled so hard towards his head that the wax hit the wall behind him and it stuck to the wall. Oh my God, this guy, he made it for me. I was like, I am done after this.
That was it.
All of his teeth stuck to the wall and then I got the whole front gloss up. I got his thighs done because I didn't think you were supposed to wax balls. I was like, I'm going to like rip this guy's balls if I wax his balls. And I finished, and he, what?
No, I was saying frightening.
Oh, yeah. So I'm almost done with my story.
No, I
so
love
then
it.
He like, so then we're like, he's like, all right, well, I was like, I'm almost done. And he's like, he like grabbed his balls and his dick, and he's like, no, what about all this? And I'm like, what? And so then I had to be honest with him. I'm like, I'm going to be honest with you. I've actually never like waxed like a man's penis before or his balls before. And he goes, well, I will help you. And he slowly
oh, no.
like went around and like stretched out his balls. And like, I had to put the wax on and pull it off.
Oh no.
Worst.
That guy is a creep.